Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean. And we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
It's 14 minutes to 8. You're on Joy Brekkie with Rach and Dean.
Now we are joined in the studio with Cal from Well, Well, Well. And we're going to get an Mpox update because the clinic was open yesterday for drop-ins. Nice. Yeah. And then also find out a little bit more about cold and flu season. Mm-hmm. Bump, bump, bump.
It's jab talk for your Thursday today. Jabby, jab, jab.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah, so I know you had, you played a little bit of that clip that you talked to Simon last week because,
yes.
You know, we did have three cases of identified Mpox in Victoria recently. And, you know, some people will have heard occasionally we've had one here or one there. And that might be one in Victoria or one in WA and things like that. But I guess what kind of concerned us last week was that we had three locally acquired cases, which means it wasn't linked to international travel, which is where we saw a lot of stuff. And international travel, as long as you've kind of acquired it overseas, you've come back and you haven't really had sex with anybody else or risk of onward transmission, as we would say, we can kind of contain that pretty easily and there's no additional action necessary. But when you have three locally acquired cases, you're like, okay, this is going around. These people aren't linked. There's got to be people in the
between.
Mix.
Yeah.
And the thing as well is they might realize they've got it. They haven't gone to seek treatment. Like there's so many different ways. Just like the chat that we played this chat with Simon on Tuesday. You know, one person thought they were pimples. A doctor didn't know what the Mpox
Yeah. So the you know, when we first started to hear about Mpox, everybody kind of went to these lesions or pustules, and so everybody kind of got these really vivid imagery around what could that look like. But you know, in other instances too, for some people with this outbreak of Mpox, what was so different about it is that the presentation was oftentimes around your down under bits, so to speak, and sometimes they were like internal, so they were inside of your mouth or inside of your backside, and so you wouldn't necessarily notice. And in fact, one person, you know, was misdiagnosed with thinking they had oral gonorrhea, but in fact, they actually had Mpox. So, I mean, I guess the big takeaway there for anybody is if you've kind of got anything, you're kind of not quite sure, go see your GP, your sexual health clinic, because if it's not one thing, it could be something else. And for any of them, the sooner you get it diagnosed, the sooner you can make a decision about, you know, what's the best course of action for your health and well-being.
I'm curious, do they still ask, like, who your sexual partners have been in the last X amount of time so that they can be reached out to? Or is that kind of something that's up to the responsibility of each individual person?
So it depends on what we're talking about. But yes, if it's a notifiable instance like Mpox, then yes, they do what's called contract tracing. So they'll ask you, you know, who have these partners been? Do you know? Is there a way to still get in touch with them?
Yeah.
And there's some good ways. Like I've had scenarios where I've received messages and it's anonymous, just going, just FYI. There have been other times where people have reached out to me and I've realized, okay, I got that message in the same day. Yep, I'm all good. Like I'll go and get checked out, da-da-da. So there's as many avenues as possible for you to be able to create information for people who you need to know. Because some people can feel really weird about going, great, how did I meet that person? Okay, I have to go back on to an app and go, hi, was nice to meet you once, by the way.
Yeah. Well, look, and I mean, I think that the issue there too is a lot of people think that if you're the first person to say something, then there's this sort of implicit...
That it's your fault.
But the reality is that they could have been the person that gave it to you. And look, the reality is trying to figure out who gave it to who is kind of a fool's errand. Okay. Just enjoy that you're both all having a healthy sexual health thing and you're just giving each other the heads up. Because, Rach, if you and I hook up and I'm the next one to go get a sexual health test, you know, the reality is that the reason that I'm finding out first is only because I'm the one who's...
Yeah, exactly.
It has nothing to do with, you know, and again, at the end of the day, this is a thing, you know?
Yeah.
I think that, you know, every time we do that, and it's same with like, we were talking about cold and flu season and whatnot as well. When you're trying to blame or insinuate that you got it from somebody else, just be careful.
We always just blame the baby. You
know, I feel like it's all right. Everyone can have a knee-jerk reaction, but it's what you do 15 seconds later. That's my kind of thing. But we all, it's human nature, just go, But when people dig their heels in, it's like, okay, it's not the blame game. Thank you for letting me know your situation so I can find out mine.
And Dean, like you said as well, if you do have somebody's phone number of a hookup and whatnot, and you're really not sure, maybe it's, you know, something you don't want to approach that conversation, or you're not really sure how to tackle it with someone, you can use things like the Drama Down Under website, which Drama Down Under has been around for yonks, but they have a let them know feature where you can actually send a notification to them to casually let them know, hey, you know, recent hookup is, you know, wanted to let you know that, you know,
that's probably such a good idea. Yeah. And almost like on both parties, especially if it was just a casual thing, and you know, maybe you have a phone number, but you don't even have necessarily their real name, you know.
I've had an awkward scenario where a person's had to explain to me that we didn't actually have sex, like, and I was like, oh, okay, I wasn't paying attention. Got it.
And look, that's, you know, that's all
it's
part
the way
of
it rolls.
That is the rich tapestry of life.
You can find more about that on Hide and Seek.
But, you know, we're not just talking about Mpox jabs as well. It is cold and flu season.
It is.
And making sure you're up to date with vaccines, very important thing.
100%. So, and we were talking before, you know, we came back on air around, you know, some places are really great where your job, your office offers influenza vaccines.
That's what
really
I used
great.
To rely on.
I just like to acknowledge that I did just get a text message saying always blame the baby.
Absolutely. I used to rely on my employer being like, okay, everyone, because like what we did at school, now is the time, line up, get your jab, there you go. Of course, that doesn't really happen anymore in the way, shape and form in workplaces anymore, does it?
That's exactly right. I mean, some workplaces, especially if they've got a healthcare setting, then they might be more on top of that sort of thing, because it's a control issue for their workforce. But that's not true for everybody, and especially with more and more people working from home, that rolling out influenza vaccine on site, it can be a bit harder.
Have they managed to do like a two for one, COVID and influenza?
Oh, no, I thought you were going to say. Well, it's funny that you mentioned that, because generally when you're getting a flu vaccine, you're not just getting one virus, a vaccine for one virus.
Yes.
You're getting three. And I should say, also clarify right there, you're not getting a form of the virus, because some people think that you're getting a weakened or
that you can build immunity.
Yeah. No, it is not. Because then they think, oh, there's a chance that you could get flu from getting the flu vaccine. Not how the flu vaccine works. The vaccines all come in different shapes and sizes, but this is not a live or weakened vaccine. This is, you know. But you're actually being protected against three strains of influenza.
I'm one of those people that will literally just remember as I'm walking past, say, a chemist or nearby my house, which has the sign, and that's when I go, I'll go in and do it.
Yep.
But everyone else isn't necessarily in that same boat. Some people, you know, can go, okay, I feel really tired. You've got to think about what your day or your week is like, just in case you do have any kind of reaction.
But you're that point right there that you can be passing a chemist and get your flu vaccine there, Dean. It is way more convenient than some people realize. Some people think it means, oh, I've got to set up an appointment with a GP. They're only open during business hours, which means I have to take time off work. Not necessarily.
No.
There are a lot of pharmacists that offer, especially because after COVID, your COVID vaccine could be done at the chemist.
Yeah.
This can, your flu influenza vaccine can also be done there.
Why do some people feel sick after getting their flu shot?
Yeah. So what happens when you get a vaccine is that you're actually giving your body sort of the blueprint of the various viruses and saying, hey, if you see this again, learn, this is how you protect yourself against it. So what it happens is it actually sort of triggers a brief kind of flu response, because what it's doing is it's actually training your immune system to recognize this in the future and protect you against it.
So whilst it's a blueprint of the illness, it's not the actual illness. So you're not going to develop into
It's not going to go to full-blown influenza. You may feel a little like queasy and stuff like that. And people have said that before, like if they're getting, you know, other, you know, vaccines or treatments and stuff like that, that sometimes the treatment can make them feel a little bit sick from something. But really what it is it's you're activating your immune system. And so you're sort of feeling your body start to fight that. But then because it's not real, it's just the blueprint of it, it will level out and you'll be good in a day, as opposed to a week if you actually got influenza.
The more you know.
I know, right? Like, you broke it down.
Yeah, I'm going to want to say a shout out too, because yesterday we did do the clinic, and I want to say a shout out to our community, because, yeah, absolutely, because we had capacity to do probably about 60 vaccines yesterday at the pop-up clinic, and we had about 75% of appointments totally fill up. It was just walk-in as well, so it was fantastic that we had several people, about half of those people, it was their first time getting the Mpox vax. And I know some people out there might be going, wait, why, what did you, how on earth, you know, But again, some of those people may have thought, oh, I'm in a relationship. I'm not at risk at mpox. They may have been overseas at the time and whatnot. But good on you for getting out there and doing it, because, you know, we've been harping on about making sure that you stay up to speed on vaccines for ages. And a lot of folks, there's all these other competing demands. Yeah. You don't get around to it. But yesterday doing the pop-up clinic, and that's part of why we did it, was to say, hey, if you haven't made this a priority, make it one now. And if you do still need to get your vaccine, whether your first or your second shot, call us up at Thorn Harbor.
Yeah, great. We will share the details to that on our socials. A good reminder as well that so some got their first, some got their second. If you need your second jab in regards to mpox, it's 28 days in between your first and your second. And the one thing I realized, because we've talked about it so many different times on the show and things like that, that it was just out there in the world. The number of people that asked me, okay, I've had two. Do I need another one? There is no data saying you need a booster shot. The two that you need 28 days apart.
Yeah. And if it's more than 28 days, so like if you got your first one 12 months ago, you can still get your second one today.
Mm. Excellent.
Yeah.
Love it. We've got to set a timer though, because Craig did go from the show and went and got after doing the news. So we've got to remember 28 days from now to remind Craig on air. And that'll maybe remind everyone else.
The only time that men will ever need to have a period cycle.
Yeah,
you're absolutely right.
Perfect. There you go.
It's 4 minutes to eight. You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean.
Joy.
It's almost 8 o'clock. We've still got Cal here for one more minute. Cal, before you go, how do you clean your doona?
Oh, I have a really unfair advantage because I know you were talking earlier, mm-hmm. right across the street. I live right across the street from a laundromat with industrial.
So laundromat's the way to go for you, because is it about size or just convenience of not getting water all through your house?
Well, size as well, because I mean, I guess, does that make me a size queen? We'll put it to one size. But yeah, because you do need... You need space for everything to move around to actually cause the friction with the soap and the water to actually clean. If you don't have the space, friction. It can't. Because you think about it, like if you hand wash something, you aerate you it, go, you kind of, you make suds, you activate all that stuff. If you don't have enough space in the tub, it's not going to do, the science isn't going to work.
So when it comes to duvet washing, you heard it here first from Cal, science does matter.
Do you wash all of your things at a laundromat?
No, you mean like everything?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Just the
doing. No. Just that stuff that's oversized. Yeah, I mean, I've got a laundry. I'm fortunate enough to have a laundry.
Are you a clean freak?
I can't be. I have two dogs.
Yeah, no, you can't.
So, I mean, I am, but like my threshold, you know, we've got hair and stuff like that.
I feel like I've got no excuse. You've got two dogs. Rach has a child in your house, and I'm just on my own, and somehow I'm probably still the messiest one of the three of us. John has messaged in saying, look, I work full time and I'm a full time carer as well, and I really could use a cleaner to help us at home, but finding a good one is not easy. And that's the name of the game, though. Finding the right person that fits your needs.
I highly recommend joining your local like Good Karma Network or your just local area Facebook group. People seem to post on there good recommendations all the time for things like that. I see a particular gorgeous girl on one out in my area, and she's got a dog, and she posts pictures of the dog first and then about her cleaning business. It's great.
So smart. I actually...
What is a good karma
network? It's a Facebook revolution of just like people offering goods and services and like it's like area. Helping out your neighbors, you know, instead of going and knocking on your neighbor's door saying, I just need a cup of sugar. You post it on the Facebook page and I'm on this street in this suburb. Does anyone near me have a cup of sugar?
I mean, it gets interesting sometimes because you do have that network and then there'll be a person who'll complain about the noise or something like that. But it is actually this really lovely way to use social media to connect you to your community all around. The one that I'm in Collingwood, like there'll be a message just being like, hey everyone, on the weekends there's only this many left of this pastry at this place and it's really yummy. So it's just this beautiful energy and support.
Oh,
that
that's
can happen.
Very cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I will also just suggestion to you there, John. I often, friends that might not have work or need a little extra whatever, I often will be like, I trust you more. I know you're going to do a bit of love or care. I know you also, we can watch TV at the same time. So there's always someone in your network that can help get you over the hump until you find the right person.
I used to, with dog sitting, I mentioned the dogs before. Yeah. To get a dog sitter, it's sort of the same idea. I would actually reach out to water polo because as you guys know, I do a lot of water. I'll put it in the group chat and say, hey, is anybody looking to make a couple extra cash? And it's amazing every time. There's always somebody that's either a student that needs some extra work, somebody that's recently
lives
migrated
in a share
from overseas.
House.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because when I say you get the apartment to yourself, they're like, yep, done.
That was me for years and years. I dog sat whenever I could.
And I say this in the nicest way possible. The most genuine, helpful, lovely people are the people that do that. And it's just good energy to have in your life and network. It's 2 minutes past eight. You're on Joy Brekkie with Rach and Dean. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to find out all about Ballarat Pride. They're doing a full month of Pride events, over 40 events during June, which is pretty exciting.
And we're also going to check in with our resident clinical psychotherapist, not psychologist, psychotherapist, Ando, about endings.
I struggle to end things. It's going to be an awesome hour.
Joy.
It's 10 minutes to nine. You're on Joy Brekkie with Rach and Dean.
Now, earlier when we had Cal in the studio, we got onto the topic of Good Karma Network as a place that you might be able to find someone to help clean your house. And we got a very informative message in.
Now, this one's from Shelley in Camberwell, and Kel didn't know what a Good Karma Network was. Shelley says, I'm an admin for two of the original and affiliated Good Karma Networks. Not all Facebook groups that use Good Karma Network in their name use the established guidelines.
The key premise of the GKN is being a network whereby you are empowered to ask for help from your neighbours. We aim to keep them hyper-local, so there's no FYI business promo or offer of help post. The premise is that neighbours feel confident to ask for help and post their requests. It's the reverse of many local Facebook groups where there's a lot of witching and moaning. Positivity is our goal. Where they were started in Kensington by Amy Churchhouse, and now there are nearly 40 networks and 120,000 plus members across three states.
Oh, thank you for letting us know that, Shelley. Like, there are these many different spaces and places, but that's what the Good Karma Network is specifically, that exists. You know what? We've gotten so many messages in today. We've been having so many great and exciting chats, and we've gotten so many messages in that we haven't really gotten a chance to get to them. Quite a few have come in about the chat that we have with Ando talking about endings, and we had a quick chat with Ando after the show and have decided we didn't want to wait another month for that conversation to end or come back. So we're going to do it next week.
Yeah, we're going to have endings 2.0 with Ando because you just can't end the endings.
No, it never ends for us. And you know what? It's not over yet. It's 8 minutes to nine, and this is The Worst Person Alive by G Flip. I love this song so much.
So good. Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.